was good to sing this song, "Are You Washed in the Blood of Jesus?" And that is what I just want to share briefly with you. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. And it reads like this. If I start from verse 4. John, that is John, to the seven churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead and ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins. So Jesus has loved us, and the word "freed us" actually, in different translation, especially the Arabic translation, "who has washed us," it says. And so here the original word is loosed, being loosed, and then it's translated as "who freed us." And this act of freeing involves the washing, because there has to be a washing of our sins away. You see, so our sins, and these sins are two parts. The original sin, the sin that we have inherited through Adam. You didn't need to be a criminal to do something bad, like to be labeled as a sinner. Because actually, the nature of sin itself separates us from God. So there is no way for us to be good in God's eyes. Whether we do good or bad, we are bad just by the decree that we are from Adam, and we are sinners, and we can never be friends with God, and we can never enjoy his relationship with him. We can never know his full love. We may enjoy his creation, his world. We may enjoy the blessings that he has laid out there for everyone. You see, like someone, the worst atheist can go out in the afternoon, like a nice day, and he still can enjoy the sun, you see, and can still enjoy the good weather. You see, that is out of his mercy and goodness. Let us not confuse this. Maybe you think that, oh, because I'm joyful, maybe God is happy with me. So I don't have to be born again, and I don't have to have anything to do with the Christian church or even those who call themselves Christian. But the word of God says that the love of God has been revealed to us in such a way that we are to know the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. So to know the washing, to wash us from this original sin, that's the first thing. He washes us so that we can come, so that the knowledge can be imparted to us. You see, because we are to satisfy God's wrath to be able to get into that. So Jesus has to be offered as a sacrifice. You see, that is why the older theologian, they were thinking maybe the offer was offered to the devil, so that he is pleased enough to offer to set us free. You see. But actually, the offering was to satisfy God's wrath itself, because there was nothing that can please God except a sacrifice, because without the blood, there is no forgiveness. And that is why you see in the Old Testament, the reading of the Old Testament, the background to this, is that people were just offering this lamb that was speaking of Christ himself, blameless, a male lamb, you see, to be offered on the altar and the blood to be sprinkled. And then so that is the only way the sins of the Old Testament worshippers could be atoned for. And now we have a blood that is better, that Peter speaks of, the blood of Jesus, that has the power really to overturn God's verdict that kept us away from God and caused us to be really worshippers of Satan, and to be people who have no songs in their hearts and have no faith in God and have no joy of the Lord and have no spirit access. So here John is saying that this Jesus is out of his love, and then and that his blood has really freed us from our sins. And there are other things, there's other sins also, is the sins that we actively engage in also. We sin in many ways, and I will refer to that in John 13 later. You see, so even all these things as well, the blood of Jesus has this power not only to release us and to wash us clean from the original sins, but also an ongoing sin has the power to wash us clean and to make us ready for a worship and a fellowship with our Lord and our Savior Jesus. That is what makes us Christian. Because if we don't have this knowledge, understanding, so we will be self-righteous. We think like, if I didn't do anything wrong, so now I'm a good Christian. No, it's because the blood of Jesus is able. Even if when we sin, because the Bible says if we say there's no sin in us, we lie, you see. But if we confess our sins, so we will be free from that. Because that is the great love of Christ. He the union into which he has called us. He wants to make sure that we are not only saved, but also we are being saved continually from anything that would hinder God's blessing coming upon us. That is the grace we have received in Christ. That is the wonders of his work and his love for us. And that is the strength and the grace and the glory of the Christians, that they have a Savior who has shed his own blood, and his own blood has not lost its power. And I think we will sing that later on in the I Need You, isn't it? I Need You Every Hour, isn't it? Are we singing it today? Or maybe not. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So the blood is able to wash us clean. That is, and from all the sins. And then not only that, he washes us, and you can see even like the reasons there, that because of this cleansing, we have been qualified to be a kingdom. And has made us to be a kingdom, you see, has made us to be a body that can be identified as belonging to God, you see, and priests. Kingdom, people explain this as he gave us authority, you see, is the authority. Yeah, a kingdoms, he has given us authority, really to overcome the things of this world, to overcome. Even when I was in that retreat, actually what this man was doing is just like speaking to a Christian who will overcome. Who will overcome hopelessness and sense of defeat and sense of unbelief, lack of blessings, you see, overturning of corruptions and also even curses, you see. So he, Jesus Christ, really, he bore our curses on the cross of Calvary. He was cursed on our behalf so that we will not go through curses of any kind. So that, but this requires faith, actually. This is the emphasis. We need faith. We need to have faith that the blood of Jesus is sufficient to wash away our sins and also even to overturn us, our curses. Maybe you haven't come really a tangible culture where really evil spirits can be manifested in many ways. Clear. So in many ways doing the damage. And you see the power of Christ really changing and overcoming and liberating his own people. So wherever you go, in any country, you meet Christians who have been practicing certain cultural practices. They are free because of the blood of Jesus. And that is why the bishop in America would say, the Christian in Australia and in China and everywhere are our brothers, because we have been washed by the blood of Jesus. We have been made a kingdom to have the authority to overcome and to permeate all the societies with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the word priest, to make us priests, to be able to pray. You see, the priest, their job was like to pray. Today, true Christians can pray, can intercede for their brothers and for sisters, and God can hear their prayers. When I was traveling, and then the people in Sudan, South Sudan, they were praying for me. And Peter Lam called me and said, "We have been really following you with prayers." And I could see the prayers, how God has used their prayers. Because when I was checking in Juba, there were delightful young people. And I was engaging to speak with them. And it was just amazing. There were things in South Sudan you will blow away your mind. I went to the department, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and this is to catch up shortly with people, friends from school, from high school and from university. And the day was very long. You see, just imagine, I went to the Theological College in the morning, like 7:30. The school is at 6. Here, 6, we are still sleeping because it's too early. But the day started really there like 5. It's just like they got a long day. I was just amazed by that. And then I was able to go to Theological College and to be a part of their chapel. That it starts like 8 o'clock. And I was able to preach even after that, had enough time to go and to meet with the principal and the academic dean. And still I had time also to go to the foreign affairs, you see. But to go to the foreign affairs, you know the rupture? You can't take the rupture, you see, to that. So you need, they're called Buddha Buddha, isn't it? And I don't like them because like in a motorbike, you can fall off. You see, it's just incredible. So I said to this guy, please, carefully, just. And then he took me there. But on my way back, and then there were 4 people. I had to choose. How can I choose, like, from 4 people? Then I said, Lord, just show me the person to ride with. And then they said, oh, Pastor, Abuna. So there was a guy there called Pastor. You see, we had a Buddha Buddha. He's a Christian guy who was just, like, on fire for Jesus. So he was the guy who gave me a ride. And I said, why they call you like that? He said, because he belonged to the Full Gospel Church. You see, and he said, do you know what I'm doing? I'm doing business for God. So what I'm doing here, I'm doing business and my money, I'm just using them for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I said, wow, what are the right person to ride with? I said, look, I'm a pastor, I'm a Christian. Man, that's so just amazing. He said, may the Lord bless you. And he said that, and he just blessed me. And said, I pray for you that your journey will be wonderful. And then I got to the airport, the young man there, what they did, they check in all my luggage all the way to Australia, even though I was going, that was not in my mind because I was stopping in Dubai for 24 hours. So they did that, I didn't know. And then after that, I had a chat, and this young man also, Jit, he was a Dinka young man, he's a Christian man, he was just so soft. We had fellowship. And then the other young man, his father is a spokesperson for the whole police real forces in South Sudan. And so very fine young people. They loved the Lord and they were just so amazing. So I was just so one with them, so blessed through their fellowship. And it's just incredible. And then they were just looking after me and said, oh, if you want to sit. And it was amazing. So when I got to Dubai, was waiting for my luggage, nothing was coming. And then this final, there were people who were just in charge monitoring all these things, came up to me and he looked and said, oh, well, your luggage were being checked in to be collected in Australia. Oh, I said, oh, no, I need some because I got 24 hours. So he ordered them for 2 hours. While I was there, suddenly I saw a message. Where are you? From a friend from Australia here. Where are you? I said, oh, well, I'm in Dubai. And I didn't know where to go after that. I didn't have enough money to rent a hotel. And I said, which one? And I said, okay, oh, Lord, please. Then suddenly I got this message, said, where are you? I said, oh, I'm in the airport. So, and how long are you going? I said, I'm just 24 hours. Oh, do you want me to book you a hotel? I said, that would be really amazing. That would be really good. And he booked one of the nicest hotels in Dubai for me. He said, I hope you enjoyed that. And he sent me the booking number. And I said, isn't God so good? He just allowed all these young people to make this, because if I just check in and go off, and I wouldn't know what to do. But God was just so gracious, you see, and that was really incredible. I thank God for that. Even my coming here to my house was very smooth. Just a sky with 6 people only in the sky all the way. That Friday, I don't know what was happening. I have never experienced something like this in Australia, that when I got to the city, so the train I took coming this path, there were no people in that. I said, it's a public holiday today. There were only 3 people. I just was just so amazing. So I just took the train, the bus, and my wife said, oh, if you go to the train, let me know to Sungval. Well, the bus was there. I got on the bus. There my I just pushed them near my house, just knocked the door, and I was home. So I'm saying this, the praise of the people move things, move mountains. That is why we are made to be a kingdom and priests, to pray for our brothers and sisters and see God moving and touching their lives and blessing them. And because of the work of Christ, because of the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. So that to serve God, to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. So we were not fit for service. There's no service that we can offer to God that he can accept. Only through him working in us and making us truly servants and priests to serve him. By praying and by having authority, binding the forces of darkness, see, receiving the cleansing of his precious blood continually. If I have to mention our last time in the retreat in Egypt, this man of God, he preached from Isaiah chapter 6. And all that he said, I sense that there is a lot of work of Satan. He said, there is a lot of impurities. Chapter 6. And he preached that. And he prayed. And people were so free. As I mentioned earlier, people were coming out from that meeting with no sense of reacting to anything, good or ugly. Nothing, no sense. And that state. And we need to pray to continually be in that state where we are not reacting to things by in flesh, but the Holy Spirit to dominate, you see, our interaction with others as God's people's servant. Jesus in John 13, what he was doing actually, this verse really explained this to me very clearly, that when Jesus was washing the feet of his disciples, and Simon Peter was trying to object, and he said to him, unless I wash you, you have no part. You can never be my disciples if I wouldn't wash you. But he's saying the washing has taken place, even is going to take place, but he said, you will understand that later, that my death on the cross of Calvary, that will bring you a full cleansing that you do not understand now. But what I'm doing now, I'm just washing your feet, because the true, the greatest cleansing has taken place on the cross of Calvary, and you will not need anyone else to wash you. You see, only me, because I wash you. And now what I'm doing, I'm washing your feet, not because you are not clean, but because you continue sinning. And so what are the things that we need continual watching from? Lies, competitions, jealousy, self-pity, unbelief that God provides. You see, even why, I don't know why, if I check my mobile, I don't know what point when I posted Psalm 23 and where I say three P's. And I believe they were just before that incident, act of kindness from my friend. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall have provision. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall be protected. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall be prudent. You can find that in the Psalms, the three P's. God gave me as a revelation when Sam Wentworth was going away. And so that was what really God gave me to pray for him. And I put that in the notes, and I send it off to the elders, and they saw that. I will have to check it later on. So with the unbelief that God provides. So Jesus say, I'm washing your feet now. I'm washing your feet, so I need to continue washing your feet. So we need to come at the feet of Christ continually to wash us from any sin. We need to do that continually because we have been washed. He said, you have already been clean. You see, and then he said also, as I've given you example, go do that. How do we wash our feet? You see, as brothers and sisters, the love that we offer to one another, unreserved kindness, and that will allow us to go all the way to sacrifice for the blessings of a brother. While I was just like traveling, really that was what I received. God was just like lavishing grace and grace upon grace on me. beginning with my family, who were just really looked after me. My brother in Atlanta, Georgia, was able to pay off for all my accommodation in Jacksonville. And the hotels are not cheap there. But he was able to just do that. And even while I was in Cairo, this friend of mine, just paid for my accommodation in Cairo. And my last day, as we were praying, we finished praying, because we were praying. We came out from the retreat 3 days, you see, and then we came on Sunday, Tuesday, there was service. Friday service, this man of God was just continually preaching. And on Friday, he had a time off, but his group, we were meeting to pray, and we were praying. And then after the prayer, I was just greeting my friends, saying, this is my last time with you guys. I'm going back to Australia. And then some guys, because the area is so developing, it's a remote area, it's a new area. You see, I had to take a taxi. But on my way back, this guy, they asked me, how are you getting back to the city? I said, come with us. They got a car. And then while I was turning to sit in there, couples, really, they just had a quick chat, and then they just put a chunk of money in a, and then this lady stopped the car, said, stop, and then she stand there, and she said, I know you in Australia, guys, you have a lot of money, but we want to bless you with this. And so it's a blessing. Yeah, see, I was able also to use in the transport and other things. Actually, I paid that for my trip to Juba. It was incredible. Even with the trip, we were doing that, the price doubled. You see, up to something you can do with $400 Australian, American dollars, went up to 1,250 Australian. And then I say that, well, I need to catch my collection, my connection. And then I wrote to the agent here, the lady. And she said, don't worry, you can come and settle it when you come back. And she just released the ticket. I was able. That was God. So the most important thing is to get here. You see, so God has been so good. So Jesus here is encouraging us all because of the cleansing of his precious blood that enables us to be free and to be accepted by God, that made us to be a kingdom of priests, to be powerful and to have the authority of Jesus Christ himself, to have all the forces of darkness under our feet by faith. You can't do that in your own strength. You will fall flat and you will be defeated. You see, like the sons of Sakawa, isn't it, in the New Testament. You will run for your life. But if you come in faith and determination, you will defeat the forces of darkness. And so Jesus wants us to know that this is what he has brought us into. But he is demanding that we humble ourselves like he humbled himself. You see, to be able also to serve one another and to love one another, and not to think highly of ourselves, because he didn't think highly of himself. You see, because of the love of God that was there, has to be revealed to us. Jesus did that for us. And if we are to overcome Satan because he's proud, we are to be like Jesus and to be willing also to advance his kingdom as we bless his own people. That was why my friends were just so gracious to me. I was not as special in any way. But they were moved by the Spirit. And also, that is why I shouldn't be reserved myself. If I've been shown this kindness, I should show even more kindness to others. So this is obvious. You see, it's obvious. You are served to be able to serve. You are loved so that you love so much, isn't it? That is what Jesus is wanting. You go and do this, you see. That is what always he says. Go and do this. Yeah, show the love of God, what he has done. The power of the blood of Jesus. We have a lot of things to talk about the power of the blood. The Lord will give us another opportunity. And there are other things I want to share about that.